Tonight, I appreciate Brother Doug allowing me to speak as we go through our series in Romans. He has asked me to preach over a good topic, one that I hope that you will enjoy. But I want to be clear about something before we get started off. I'm not a betting man, but I bet that each and every one of us in here, we don't actually believe or agree with everything that Paul says here. For the simple fact that he talks about murder, and we believe that, for the most of us, believe that the just part for murder is death penalty. But he talks about some other things. He talks about insolence. And if we all believed in the death penalty, there wouldn't be any of us sitting here because all the adolescents wouldn't make it to adulthood. But he also talks about a few other things. Haughtiness, boasting, gossiping, those rebellious kids, being covetousness, as we covet stuff. But our culture and our economy is founded on that. It's founded on those things that we covet. And without it, our country probably wouldn't be what it is now. But all of these vices that he lists here, only murder is illegal in North America. Although a lot of these vices will lead to that path of destruction. But we don't believe that there's a necessary legal action to be taken for the rest of these things. But you can do all these things without breaking the law, and certainly you do not deserve death for those things. So let's be honest as we read through these scriptures and say that we don't necessarily agree with everything Paul's saying. But don't be so foolish in that. Because I love what he says in the start of chapter 2. You don't have an excuse. Alright? So let's remember that. Let's listen to Paul as he speaks in these verses in Romans. And understand that each and every one of these, it's all rooted in idolatry. Everything that we give our lives to, that we focus on, that's not giving honor and glory to God, will lead us down this path. And just like the people here that we're going to read about in just a second, they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling a mortal human being. All right? God gave them up to the lust of their hearts, to impurity. God gave them up to the degrading passions. And God gave them up to a debased mind. And we are left with hearts that have turned their backs on love and lust after every degrading physical sensation and passion, that is caught up in an insatiable and uncontrollable desire that it knows no restraints. And a debased mind that is manifest in the imagination taken captive by injustice and evil. And it kind of sounds like the world we live in today. And so I'm going to ask that you stand as we read in Romans chapter 8, chapter 1. We're going to read verses 18 through 32. Verses 18 through 32. And it says, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppresses the truth through unrighteousness. For what may be known about God is clear to them, since God has shown it to them. The invisible things about Him, His eternal power and deity, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world and understood by the things that are made, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him or give Him thanks to Him as God, but became futile in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, birds, four-footed beast, and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up to uncleanness, through the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their own bodies among themselves. They turned the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. Their women exchanged the natural function for what is against nature. Likewise, the men, leaving the natural function of women, burned in their lust toward one another, men with women, doing that which is shameful, and receiving in themselves the due penalty of their error. And since they did not see it fit to acknowledge God, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not proper. They were filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, proud, boastful, inventor of evil things, and disobedient toward parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, calloused and unmerciful, who know the righteous requirement of God. To those who commit such things are worthy of death. They not only do them, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. I'm going to ask my Father as He leads us in a word of prayer and blesses the reading.
Father in heaven, we bow again in your presence with thanksgiving for the day God has given us an evening service. We ask that it might be very informative to us. We glorify your name in it. We ask that you bless our church and give us souls for our labor and forgive our sins. And we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Brother Doug went through the first part of chapter 1, and I want to recap just a little bit. Paul states in verse 15, he said, I am ready to preach the gospel. And in verse 16, he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. In verse 17, it says, in it the righteousness of God is revealed. But in verse 18, it says, the wrath of God is revealed in His righteousness. And we look back here in verse 18, it says the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth through unrighteousness. You know, we live in a country that allows us to make some dumb decisions. And we do that very well. Does anybody have a problem with making a dumb decision? I do it every day. Just like most of you do too. Inasmuch, God in His wisdom allows us to make dumb decisions too. And we do that very well. God created us to be intelligent, but our intelligence has caused us problems because we think we know a whole lot more than God. And it's proven. From the day that we were put on this earth, we thought we knew a whole lot more than God. We believed a lie, and that lie has caused us to continue living a lie. And our human story is not a story of man knowing God and worshiping Him. Our human story is a story of man knowing God and worshiping Him, and then turning his back on the truth and rejecting Him. So I ask you the question today, what do you think of mankind? Be careful before you start answering. Be careful before you start coming up with this great answer of, well, mankind's wicked, they're evil. Yeah, you're right, they are. Mankind has rejected God, you're right, we have. All each and every one of us are part of mankind. But see, when we started, man knew that God was eternal. In verse 20, it says this, the invisible things about Him, His eternal power and His deity. They've been clearly seen since the creation of the world. Man has known who God is. There is no getting around that. God is God. He is the creator of the earth. See, God cannot be created. We cannot create God because He is the Creator. And that's clearly seen through the facts. And since man could not control God, they wanted to control themselves. And we've tried throughout all of mankind to do that. You like controlling yourself, right? You like making your own decisions. As dumb as they are, you still like making those decisions. In Psalm 19:1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. Everywhere we look, we see that God is the Creator. Everywhere we look, we see that everything proclaims that God is who He is, except for mankind. All of us sitting in this room tonight, we proclaim who God is by our very existence here. We're here to worship God. We proclaim Him to be the one and the only and the true God. The ones out in the world, a lot of them are not proclaiming who God is. But man knew who God was, and He is eternal. With man knowing the truth, in verse 18 it says this, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppressed the truth through unrighteousness. You know, man knew the truth. But man has tried to hold the truth down so much. Man, think about it right now. Where our world lives in, we have riots. In the United States, we don't have protests. Protests are peaceful. They don't destroy liberal Starbucks. Liberal people destroying a liberal company. I just can't fathom that. We have riots going on right now because they're trying to suppress the truth that was spoken at our inauguration. Amen. I love how much God was put there, and I hope God is in the White House and it stays there. Amen. And it never leaves. Don't suppress the truth of God. Don't diminish the gospel. That's what man did, and that's what Paul was telling them here. They knew who God was. They knew that He was righteous. But they suppressed it. They held it down. They had a present knowledge of it wasn't something that they remembered from the past. It wasn't something that was just handed down and they forgot about it. Man knew who God was and is. And I love that. Because it wasn't something they could get away with. He was present and they knew it. They became empty because they didn't honor Him. How many of y'all have ever been empty in your life? Have you ever looked back and seen where, man, I am so empty. I just feel terrible. Where were you honoring God at that point in your life? I can tell you where I was when I felt like that. I had to go back and honor God. Amen. Because I had forgotten to do that. Their heart became darkened. Man, sin had overtaken them. They wanted to be their own person. They wanted to do everything they could. And from the Garden of Eden, man has believed the lie that has been given. In verse 22, it says this, "Professing to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man." Man believed the lie. They had wisdom. Their intelligence took over. They turned the truth into a lie in verse 25. "Who exchanged the truth of God for a lie." You know, the truth equals the attributes of God. The attributes of God that are eternal. That were there from the beginning. The lie equals the created deserved. They thought that the created deserved worship and not the Creator. And so that's what they were dealing with. They were dealing with, we know God is truth. We know God is worthy. But you know what? We're just as worthy. In fact, we're more worthy to be worshipped. And it was a lie. Man was willing to use everything that God had gifted them with. Everything that He had gifted them with. But they were not willing to give praise to Him for their gifts. You know, God gave them the ability to speak, the ability to touch, the ability to feel, the ability to see, the ability to hear. And out of all of those senses, they weren't willing to give Him praise and honor and glory for any of them. And so they started to not be willing to give God any kind of glory. So man was left without a God. They were left without a God. That's not true. God's always there. I need you to remember that. But man felt that they didn't have anybody they could worship because they wanted to worship themselves. So if they felt that they were left without a God, if they were not willing to worship the true God, they were willing to worship a false God. Man, I don't know how many times that I can look back and think, man, I was willing to let this rule my life and give so much attention to this certain thing, whatever it was, because there's been so many of them, that I forgot that my honor and glory and my attention needs to be towards God. And Paul refers to these times in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30 as times of ignorance. I've been ignorant a lot. I mean, so much of my life. And I do not appreciate that of myself, and I've repented of it. And hopefully that those times of ignorance in your life you have repented of too. And you've come back to get away from the false gods and worship the one true God. Man-made idols. And we go through here and there's a list of these things that they've made. And verse 23 it says, they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. See, man wanted to be first. They wanted to worship themselves first, and that's where they started with. But they couldn't get away from it. They had to keep their eyes focused on heaven, so they started worshiping birds. Realize that? Look up, see the birds. Look up, see God. So they started worshiping birds. And then their heart got so full of darkness, and they fell so far that they came back down and started worshiping the four-footed animals, the things that were walking on the ground. I love the Razorbacks, but I'm not going to worship a pig. There's a lot of people that do on Saturdays in the fall. Four-footed animals. It's a beast. It's not God. Animals don't deserve our worship. Birds don't deserve our worship. And the next thing they worship were insects, the crawling things on the earth. We don't like ants in our house. We don't like bugs in our house. Y'all put traps out, right? How many of y'all are willing to worship insects? The creepy, crawly things. Man's eyes fell down completely. When you're willing to worship the things that are on the ground more than you're willing to worship God in heaven, you have fallen so far and your heart is so dark that there's only one thing that can happen. Idolatry is just a short step to immorality. Man and their immorality, God allowed them to continue. He allowed them to continue in their sin. In verse 27 it says this, likewise also men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust for one another. Burned in their lust for one another, men with men, doing that which is shameful and receiving in themselves the due penalty of their error. They received the due penalty of their error. You know, God could have sent fire from heaven. Could have, and destroyed them all. But God abandoned sinful men to their sinful ways. You understand what I said? God abandoned sinful men to their sinful ways. He didn't abandon sinful men. Because if He had abandoned sinful men, we'd be abandoned. God sent a Savior for each and every one of us. Even in our sinful ways, we can repent and call upon the name of God, the name of Jesus, and say, I am sorry for my sins. I accept you as personal Savior. And you are the one and true God, and I want to worship you. Amen. God did not abandon man, but He abandoned the sinful ways. Make no mistake, the wrath was for everybody. In verse 18, remember what I said? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 28 tells us, and even though they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. God gave them over to a debased mind. They did not know God. They did not know right from wrong. You see, they started out knowing who God was, but they had fallen so far in darkness, they couldn't remember who God was. They wanted to be their own God and their own self. And he goes on in verse 24. Is that right? No, excuse me. In verse 29, he starts listing the 20-some-odd sins that's there. And so let's read them in 29. And this is the part where I asked you all ago. So how do you view mankind today? And I told you to be careful on your answers. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, they are gossipers. Slanderers, God-haters, insolent, proud, boastful, inventor of evil things, and disobedient toward parents, without understanding, covenant-breakers, without natural affection, calloused and unmerciful. They knew the righteous judgment of God. They knew what was going to happen if they didn't worship Him, if they didn't give Him what He was due. Not only did they not do what was right, they applauded those who did what was wrong. In verse 29, let's finish this. in verse 30. They were slanderers, God haters, insolent, proud, boastful, inventor of evil things, and disobedient toward parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, callous and unmerciful, who knew the righteous requirement of God. And those who commit such things are worthy of death. They not only do them, but they also give hearty approval to those who practice them. Wow. That sounds like what's going on right now. It's happening, folks. Not only does Paul speak about it here, we're living it. Guys, times are bad. And I know God's coming back soon. What will be the day that I ever stand up and go, hey, good job. Great. Good job. Man, y'all are doing awesome. Do whatever you want. Here's the thing. Paul said, who knew the righteous requirement of God, and they didn't do it, that those who commit such things are worthy of death. Are you a gossiper? Are you a backbiter? Do you not give God the honor that He's due? John 1:5, it says this, and the light keeps shining in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it or understood it. See, we live in a dark world. And I know this one thing to be true, that the light is always going to keep shining. It's always going to keep shining. And we live without no excuse. We live with no excuse. And Paul leaves no doubt in Romans 2:1 that we are inexcusable in the things that we do. And it's my prayer tonight that you give honor and glory to God. That you don't look towards anything else to be your God or anything that you want to give worship to. But I do know this. If you're in a time in your life or you just don't know God, you've never known Him, that tonight is a good time to change that. To come to know Him as your personal Savior. To get down on your knees and say, Lord, I'm sorry that I've forgotten that I'm supposed to worship You. And I've spent all my time and energy on politics during this season, or I've spent all my time and energy on any kind of sports there is, or I've spent all my time and energy on anything that's taken my mind off of You. Guys, I live in this world too, and I have kids. And I know we love to do a whole lot of things, and we're so busy. And we neglect so many things about God. My life does not have to be as busy as it is. Neither does yours. Those times when we forget to sit back and say, God, I love You enough to give this up. Those are good times. Amen. But when we look and we say, God, I don't love You enough to give this up. Those are bad times. That's when darkness has crept into our lives, just like it did back then. God, I know who You are. But man, I love doing these things that are wrong, these things that are evil. And I can't give them up. Lord, help us all. That we give up the things that are keeping us from God. And we only honor and worship Him for the rest of our lives. I'm going to ask you to stand as we have a verse of invitation. Father, I just praise You tonight. And I thank You for the words. And Father, I even thank You for judgment. Father, I can look back and see, Father, I know I'm not supposed to do these. Father, I thank You for not having anything to do with sin, but Father, that You have everything to do with me. That even though I'm a sinner, You came, You lived a perfect life, and You shed Your blood. Father, that You died, and now You're seated in heaven, waiting for that time when You come back and receive me. Father, I just love You and I praise You for those things that You've given us, those things that You have done, that You are due and You are worthy of all the honor and glory that we can give You. Father, I love You. In Your name I pray. Amen.